obviously this wasn't the final result you wanted, but what was that moment preview like for you?
Very special. I didn't think it was going to be like that, and I just want to thank the St. Louis Blues organization, Doug Armstrong, and just for what they did for me for the ceremony. It was really nice of them, and it was a good warm welcome back for me and my family, so it was a memory I'll never forget.
We'll see Anthony get to wave at you too there, get up close and be part of that.
Yeah, you know. Francesca, Anthony, everyone was here tonight, my mom, dad, brother, sister, so it was a special night for the Maroon family for sure, and like I said, I just want to thank the St. Louis Blues and Doug Armstrong. They didn't have to do that ceremony for me, and they did, and hats off to them. Hats off to the fans for giving me applause. It was a really good celebration for me, and the Blues fans were very loyal, so. But again, it was a tough result for us tonight.
I know you're in game mode. Are you emotional for you, or you have you had to hold anything back, or is it kind of busy?
No, I thought the first shift. I thought I had a good first shift, so just everything kind of went away. You know, I know how to play in this barn. I know what it takes. And I thought our first shift was a good response for us and to get into it right away.
Almost scored there in the third. What was going through your mind? I think it was just trying to get that backhand on Binnington there. Or?
Yeah, a couple good looks tonight. Where even the one in the second shift of the game there, I almost made three really good saves on me tonight and. Wish one of those went in, but I guess you can't look at that now.
It seemed like you generated a lot in the first 20 minutes of the game or 25 minutes, and then they kind of slowed you down a little bit. What were they doing, or something you guys were getting generated more than you?
Honestly, Joe, I think we didn't really play that good all around. Yeah. I thought we turned the puck over a lot, and they're a team that will wear you down and just wear you down below the top of the circles, and we gave them every opportunity to make their game really successful, and we got to be better. I don't know what else to say anymore. This team's got to be better. We got to figure out to limit turnovers, but we got to figure out just to play the right way, you know. Manage the puck a little better, you know. Attention to detail. Want to dump the puck in, want to make the right play, want to make a strong play on the boards, you know. Want to sacrifice for your team, even if it's getting the puck out, getting the puck in at the other blue line. We got to find ways to do that, and right now it's costing us.
I'm sure it's a measuring stick kind of game against a cup champion team, too. So that kind of shows you where how far you need to go or how close you are, or that kind of thing.
Well, it shows what we need to do to be better. And I think that was a testament of what we need to do to get better. 16 shots in net, that's not good enough. Turnovers is not good enough. Strong on pucks isn't good enough. Got to find ways to be better emotionally and find ways just to set the next line up. You know, be responsible with the puck. You know, do the right things for the team that will make the team successful. And I think once you see that, you start to see results. You're not going to see results overnight. So right now, we just got to find ways to get out of it.
Losing Kucherov takes something out of you guys a little bit, or can you see him go down like that?
Yeah, when your best player goes down, it's tough to swallow. Cernak did a heck of a job of getting in there and Shen and standing up for teammates. That's what it's all about. I think we're doing a good job this year of staying up for each other and making sure we're not getting pushed around. So good job for Cerny there. Obviously, it's tough to swallow, but hopefully Cooch is okay.
Thank you.